We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Put a little bit more. You'll be a strong boy now, huh? You get better, huh?
Greetings and welcome, precious viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're bird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, as per 1 on Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10, KU-band, and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Portsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Shla Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City, in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Wecam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations World Food Programme donates $6 million US dollars to Kyrgyzstan in 2010. In technology news, robots help to teach English in South Korea. In science news, Hungarian researchers find that babies may be sensitive to others' perceptions. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 11th, acclaimed Chilean composer Dr. Alfonso Lang was born in Santiago in 1894. Dr. Lang wrote the first significant symphonic works that were stylistically Chilean. He also composed in a number of genres, and his pieces include songs in different languages. Dr. Lang was honored in 1957 with the Chile's prestigious National Art Prize. In addition, Dr. Lang was an accomplished dentist. He was the principal founder of the dentistry faculty of the University of Chile and his first dean. Dr. Lang's melodious musical offerings continue to be performed throughout Latin America and in countries such as the United States. May Dr. Alfonso Lang's outstanding legacy in both scholastic and musical fields be appreciated for many years to come.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. Starting October 2010, China's Hainan Island was deluged by its worst floods in a century, claiming at least three lives and affecting more than 2.7 million residents in over 1,100 inundated villages.
When the conditions were first reported at the beginning of October, Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her love and prayers as she donated $15,000, requesting that our nearby association members please go to assist those most in need. Along with contributions from our association members, the total $21,000 amount could obtain $150,000 in necessities if bought in the United States based on China's cost of living, covering their own expenses of around $900. Our association's Chinese relief team traveled to Hainan Island. Working with local government officials and the Red Cross, they delivered aid to the worst afflicted Wenchang City before visiting the severely affected in Haikou City.
我们的心情很沉重，所以身上，可以说是人祸，跟环境的破坏，这个破坏直接导致这次暴雨，从来没有淹过几百年都没淹过，好多东西你放高一点的话，谁知道一下子就涌来的话都没办法，停不了了。观众朋友们，现在村民正在带领我们进入他们的积水的房屋，大家可以看到，满处都是积水。
在哪里？
你能过去吗？
这不能过去，这那不是水啊，因为它水是挺深的，不能过去，还要坐那些泡沫船才能过去。
你家几口人呀？
我家四口呀。
四口人那都那个水，
全搬到外面去住了嘛？
全都安全撤离了。
全安全撤离了，只是有时候是什么的，家具啊什么都是被泡了，庄稼什么淹没了嘛。
In accordance with the victims' needs, our association's relief team served 300 fresh vegan meals to the local residents, as well as distributing 600 quilts and tents, which they helped set up for the relief recipients, who said it was just in time for plummeting temperatures.
We
are grateful for the kind assistance of the Chinese government and Red Cross personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving care and the selfless efforts of our association's relief team, wishing the Chinese people a swift return to regular daily lives, as we pray that our kinder actions towards the environment help ease such distressing events as these.
Cyclone pummels Eastern Europe.
Widespread blackouts were reported in Russia, Lithuania, and Belarus after Cyclone Nicholas swept through the nations on Tuesday, February 8th, packed with powerful winds and snow. In Russia's Kaliningrad Oblast, 55,000 residents initially lost power, with electricity restored to most by Wednesday morning thanks to the overnight efforts of repair workers, many of whom had to walk in inclement weather to reach the areas of transmission line damage. In Lithuania, 200 crews worked to restore power to 18,000 residents, while over 1,300 settlements in Belarus experienced outages, with 8 homes that lost their roofs. There were fortunately no reports of significant injuries or human casualties.
Our appreciation, emergency personnel in all the affected nations, for your dedicated efforts to restore normal function to the storm-stricken communities. May such disturbing events be alleviated through our striving for gentler steps on our shared planetary home.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
ASEAN nations voice support of Thai-Cambodia peace. Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, Chair and Indonesian Foreign Minister Martin Natalegawa asked that Cambodia and Thailand find a way to quickly settle a border conflict that has cost the lives of 7 people in the last 4 days, as he extended ASEAN's support for their bilateral efforts.
ASEAN Secretary General Serene Bitsuwan also encouraged both countries to allow fellow ASEAN member states to facilitate the settling of their border dispute, while OLAC or Vietnam Foreign Ministry spokesperson Nguyen Phuong Nga voiced her country's request for a peacefully negotiated resolution based on ASEAN solidarity and friendship, as well as international law and the UN Charter.
Cambodian government spokesman Fay Sifan welcomed the encouragement, saying, "Cambodia wants peace, nothing else, so let negotiations solve this dispute." Upon receiving an official letter from the Thai Ministry of Defense, Cambodian officials immediately freed a Thai soldier, with the Thai government conveying its thanks to Cambodia for the quick response. "We thank all the supportive ASEAN member states and involved diplomats for your benevolent diplomatic efforts. May amicable neighborly relations be soon restored for peace to prevail among all Cambodian and Thai citizens."
British scientists successfully test universal flu vaccine. Team of scientists led at Oxford University's Jenner Institute in the United Kingdom have successfully tested on humans a new vaccine which could potentially protect people against all strains of influenza. Unlike traditional treatments, this universal vaccine inoculates against the proteins inside the flu virus that are common across all strains, rather than those on the external coat, which can change through mutation. Also, instead of stimulating the body to produce antibodies to fight the virus, the new vaccine helps boost the production of T cells, which aids the results in being effective for a decade or longer. Moreover, the vaccine is believed to work better for older people whose antibody production may no longer be as active. Our accolades, Oxford University scientists, for this unprecedented medical development. Wishing you continued success in sharing a treatment that helps eliminate suffering and saves lives across the globe.
Save our planet. Earth's worst extinction set off by massive volcanic eruptions. Around 250 million years ago, a series of global warming events resulted in 70% of life on land and 95% of marine life being extinguished. University of Calgary scientists in Canada are the first to have found evidence in the Arctic that a huge volcanic event led to the burning of vast amounts of coal. At that time, the Earth's land was contained on one large continent called Pangaea, where volcanoes, covering an area the size of Europe, began to erupt through underground coal beds, igniting the carbon-dense material and causing it to produce immense ash clouds. This in turn released sufficient amounts of greenhouse gases to initiate runaway global warming. Speaking about the findings from their expedition, researcher Dr. Benoit Beauchamp stated, "We saw layers with abundant organic matter and immediately determined that they were layers of coal ash, exactly like that produced by modern coal-burning power plants.
In addition, earlier research has shown evidence of hydrogen sulfide poisoning. Scientists believe that during the Paleozoic era, the planet was already warming due to elevated carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere. The enormous amounts of ash released by the coal-burning volcanic eruptions caused an even further reduction in oxygen supplies to both land and water. This in turn caused a proliferation of the bacteria that produce poisonous hydrogen sulfide, setting off changes that resulted in what is now regarded as the worst extinction event in the Earth's history.
We appreciate these fascinating findings, Dr. Beauchamp and colleagues, and the insights they provide into our planet's ancient past. May such cases aid as warnings regarding our own climate change predicament today, so that through wise actions, devastating planetary impacts can be averted.
During a September 2009 video conference in Peru, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the often unforeseen dangers accompanying climate change, along with the ways we could avoid them entirely.
We are not ready for the changes that are coming. We are not ready at all. We are not prepared enough. Some of the changes are even anticipated to be unexpected because there are many complicated interacting factors. The wisest action would be to fix the situation we have now and prevent further damage. Then we won't even have to worry about the future. The smartest way would be to stop the worsening of global warming by being vegan. It sounds very simple, but it is the best solution, the most effective, and the effect of it will be felt almost immediately. So please, before the situation gets any more out of hand, let's choose the vegan diet.
Commenting on the wishes of the Egyptian people as conveyed through their pro-democracy protests, a spokesperson for British Prime Minister David Cameron states that change is needed fast in Egypt.
U.S. President Barack Obama states that the world is witnessing history unfold in the Egyptian people's call for change as he pledges the United States' support for an orderly and genuine transition to democracy.
Save our planet. University of Oxford scientists in the UK develop a low-carbon impact method of creating solar cells from non-toxic materials that can be printed onto glass for use in windows and other building installations to generate sustainable energy from the sun.
Save Our Planet. Announcing the findings of a soon-to-be-released report, the Asian Development Bank warns that to avoid humanitarian crises, governments across the continent should prepare for large migrations of people as climate-related extreme weather patterns force millions from their homes.
Save Our Planet. Spanish researchers find that precipitation has decreased from 1946 to 2005, especially during the months of March and June, indicating a shorter rainy season each year, with a resulting loss of water reserves that has left cities now struggling to adjust to reduce supplies of the precious resource.
Warning news. In Dubai, United Arab Emirates, officials halt an operation in which 1.8 tons of contaminated expired meat products have been relabeled with the intention of selling them to markets throughout the city.
Greetings, friends. I'm Ki Honk, the proboscis monkey, and this is my son, Doki. We're both happy vegans.
Today we have a fun tip about how to recycle an empty cereal box to make a handy magazine holder.
Carefully cut the first inch or so all the way around from the top of the empty box.
Measure up about 3 inches from the bottom of the box and cut the width of one of the narrow sides.
At an angle, cut across the front side of the box from the bottom cut point to the opposite top corner.
Repeat on the other side. That's it. Now your favorite magazines have their own cozy home. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
Thank you.
humanitarian news, the United Nations World Food Programme, or WFP, donates $6 million to Kyrgyzstan in 2010. The funding was used for leasing transport and providing 20,000 metric tons of food, 8,500 of which was purchased from companies within the country. WFP representative and country director Ms. Ramos Engendel stated that buying food supplies locally is basic to the organization's relief efforts, as it assists in creating employment and stabilizing markets. The support benefited over 845,000 people. Our earnest appreciation, United Nations World Food Programme, for your generous commitment to the people of Kyrgyzstan. May the warm-hearted citizens of this Central Asian nation be ever more blessed with peace, abundance, and sustainability.
In technology news, robots help to teach English in South Korea. As part of a 4-month pilot project, almost 30 robots classroom assistants will be used in after-school programs in 21 elementary schools in Daegu, in the southeastern part of the country. The machines are about 1 meter high, display a woman's face, and can move around the room as they speak to the class. In addition, they are able to read books, play educational games, and sing songs with the children. Developed by Korea Institute of Science and Technology, the $8,700 devices are operated by experienced English teachers in the Philippines. The teachers' facial expressions are shown on the robot's face through the use of cameras. The instructors can hear and see the students through a remote link. What a remarkable innovation! Many new technological advancements make learning accessible and fun for all youth. Up next on Noteworthy News, babies of 7 months may be aware of the viewpoints of others. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more supporting news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, extraordinary news for an excellent world. In science news, Hungarian researchers discover that babies may be sensitive to others' perceptions. Dr. Agnes Kovacs and team of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences in Budapest observed 7-month-old babies who viewed a video. It showed a character who at times had an inaccurate idea about the location of a ball. The researchers found that the babies kept their attention on the screen longer when the expectations of the character were not consistent with where the object was actually placed. The scientists concluded that children younger than 1 are aware of the beliefs of others. Our thankfulness, Dr. Agnes Kovacs and colleagues, for highlighting the innate intelligence of beautiful babies. May all amazing infants have the opportunity to develop and flourish with heaven's grace on a gentle and long-lasting planet.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Italian entitled The Stockbroker.
Un uomo d'affari è all'ospedale per subire un'operazione. Al termine è ancora mezzo addormentato. Allora l'infermiera misura la sua temperatura e il paziente la sente dire: 36,5, dottore. Bene, dice l'uomo d'affari ancora addormentato. A 40 si vende tutto.
And now for our viewers hotline.
I am one of the viewers of Supreme Master Television. I greet all of you, Sasid from Somalia.
Friendly Sasid, thank you for your note. We also greet you from all of us here. May heaven's light shine on you and all the gracious Somali people.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May the Divine bless you with a compassionate heart and joyful spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono inaugurates a monument called the Peace Gong in East Nusa Tenggara Province, intended to promote harmony and shared understanding among all Indonesians.
Russian Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov announces that his country is ready to further engage in talks about non-nuclear arms reduction with the United States and other countries.
His Majesty King Hamad of Bahrain announces the reinstatement of support for less fortunate families, along with increased subsidies on food staples to help them cope with rising costs, as meetings are also held with members of smaller political parties to discuss their concerns.
Palestinian-British artist Mona Hatoum is honored with the prestigious biannual Juan Miró Prize, along with a 70,000 euro cash award for her outstanding talent and spirit of dedication, innovation, and freedom that distinguished the work of the legendary Spanish artist for whom the prize is named.
Delegates from India and Pakistan meet in Bhutan for talks that they report are useful, with both sides affirming the need to continue constructive dialogue to resolve all outstanding issues.
In enhancing cooperation with Syria, Turkey begins constructing a joint friendship dam at the border of the two nations that is expected to irrigate 10,000 hectares of agricultural land and share 16 million kilowatt hours of electricity generated annually.
Reporting on the progress of the country's Water for All program, the Angolan government affirms its hope that 80% of rural residents' water needs will be met by 2012.
An 88-year-old woman lying hurt on the floor of her home for several days has been saved thanks to the notification of U.S. mail delivery person Paul Guaret, who became concerned about seeing mail piling up at her doorstep and alerted his manager and police.
Saudi Arabia's government allocates over $250 million to provide pensions and aid for some 720,000 residents in need, including orphans, widows, disabled, and those without income.
Kenya's government and humanitarian non-governmental organization Norwegian Refugee Council announce a partnership to deliver increased assistance to Kenyans displaced by internal conflict as well as Somali refugees living in the country.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.